time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's going on? What's going on? This is your boy, J. Will, your host of the J. Will Podcast. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered to be a legal, health, tax, or professional advice of any kind. We're not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast or this podcast information. You can find the J. Will Podcast homepage on rss.com. Under J. Will Podcast, if you'd like to donate, please find the donate feature on the podcast, or you may use Cash App at $ J. Will Podcast. Follow my music page at James Williams Music on Facebook. This podcast is brought to you by J. Will Music Production LLC. For more information, why don't you shoot me an email at J. Will Music Production LLC at gmail.com. Or you can hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. This podcast is also brought to you by Charlie's Music Factory. For all your music and production needs, hit up Mr. Chris Crane at Charlie's Music Factory. And what is it? Charlie's Music Factory at gmail.com. This podcast is also affiliated with the J. Will Podcast, J. Will Gospel Radio. Don't forget to tune in. J. Will Gospel Radio Live 365, 24/7 gospel music. And I wanted to throw this plug in. On Friday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have gospel. We have Friday Hype Night, which I feature some of the best gospel, rap, and hip-hop artists you can find across the United States and overseas. All right. For more information, hit me up at LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com or JWillMusicProduction@gmail.com. If you're a recording artist and you'd like to submit your music to the J. Will Gospel Radio or the J. Will Gospel Show or the Unsigned Artist Gospel Show, you may do so via the emails I just gave to you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, homies and homies, boys and girls, cheerers and cheering, I got a very special young man that's going to be interviewing me tonight. He is an artist, and he goes by the name of Mark Owens. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, man. It's such a joy and a blessing to have you on. Thank you for allowing me to share a part of your time.
Of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, where are you from?
I'm from Forest Park.
Tell the people what that is, because
Forest Park is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Cincinnati, Ohio. All right. Go Buckeyes. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Who they? Yeah, who they? Who they? Man, I don't want to mess up you Dallas Cowboy fans if you listening and tuning in. But the Bengals, they did their thing. And I'm disappointed that Kansas City threw the game so the Bengals wouldn't get the playoffs.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to start strong and finish strong. We just got to learn to, learn from our mistakes. That's all.
Yeah, come out the gate fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, who they though? Who they?
All day.
All day long. So have you always been in Ohio?
No. I've lived in Nashville, Tennessee, and I've lived in New York. I've lived in New Jersey. I spent a lot of time in California. But to answer your question, nope.
So, you know, I've had the pleasure of visiting of course Nashville. California and New York City. I actually drove. I was in Connecticut and drove to New York City, and it cost me $30 to get in and $30 to get out and $50 to park. Wow. And $100 to eat. I was like, man, this is the most expensive road trip I've had in my life, man.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good. It was good food though. We had someplace down in Chinatown. It was pretty interesting though. So what type of, we want to jump right into it. What type of artist are you?
Well, I could start off with the type of art that I do is abstract neo-expressionism with several different forms of media, spray paint and acrylic, oil. And as far as like what kind of artist I am, I'm a cool artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man. Yeah. All artists are cool. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just wanted to ask that question so we can give the people a kind of a foundation. And we're going to jump back into the specific styles of art a little later on. Okay. But how did you get started in art?
I would say my parents exposed me to art. My parents took us to see Broadway shows. I grew up a lot of summers in New Jersey and New York before I lived there as an adult. So I grew up seeing, you know, graffiti and art as a child, and I always liked it. So it's something that stuck with me.
So how long have you been doing art, though? Is that like 20 years? Because you look like you're about 19.
Thanks. No, but so I started my artistic journey, I would say, at about 14 or 15 in high school.
Okay.
Just drawing. Nothing was done on canvas until I became an adult. So I just had a lot of sketches and ideas that I had and stuff like that.
So when did you realize, hey, man, I got the goods. I can really do this.
Well, it's crazy. It's a part of my whole story, like why I started. And I tell this to people that ask me this. Well, my fiance saw some pieces that I had in my home, and she asked me to paint her a picture for her birthday. And I started painting like different types of pictures for her. And she was like impressed. And she was like, you should look to having a show and coming up with a name for a gallery. And before you know it, I had my own business and was selling art.
Wow, man. So what type of influences have you had, you know, as an artist?
Like other artists?
Yeah. Like, you know, I know you went to Broadway shows and stuff like that, and you started graffiti, but is there any particular artist that actually stood out that says, man, I really like his work or her work?
Of course. Well, Gilbert Young is one artist. That's my friend. And I would say he was a mentor. He told me to never stop painting when I was a teenager. And he had a powerful piece that stood out to me when I was a teenager, which is He Ain't Heavy. And it just always stood out for me as a powerful piece within our community. And it made me want to do the same, you know, incorporate that into my artwork. That's why I paint a lot of kings, encouraging our community and other people to conquer their fears and to, you know, activate that king that's within us, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I know I used to watch Bob Ross all the time.
Right.
I just could not figure out how he was able to get a flat canvas.
Right.
And make a 3D photo out of it. You know what I'm saying? With the in-depth.
Yeah. Angles and shading and stuff of that. It's interesting how you can do that. Yep.
Yeah. It was pretty wicked. I mean, I just watched, as a matter of fact, this is going to be funny, but I used to watch Bob Ross so much that I thought about getting a Bob Ross Chia Pet. Remember them little things?
Right, I remember those.
And my parents was like, no, we're not getting a Bob Ross Chia Pet. But
yeah, I remember those hit the market.
So supposedly, I was reading this article earlier about how artistry kind of helps with the cognitive ability and it opens up both sides of the brain.
For sure.
And it makes you expand a little bit more. So I guess as an artist, when you're doing art, both sides of your brain is working?
I would say when I'm doing my art, it's the freest form that I'm in, like as far as an existence and being able to portray it on canvas or like in music, it's on a track, but for me it's canvas. So it's just allowing yourself to experience the trueness, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you know, so this article that I was reading talked about being an artist makes you a better observer because you pay more attention to detail.
Yep.
Does that happen for you?
I could say that.
Yeah,
I say that for sure.
I know I compose music, right? So, and I also play, you know, a couple of instruments. And I know that if I'm working on a piece of music, I'm so focused on that music that I lose myself and lose track of time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the observant part, I don't know. I guess I'm observing my surroundings and things that's going on around me. Like if my wife moves a photo or she right. moves a picture, I immediately notice that there's something different in the room.
Right, right, right.
You know, do you find yourself being like that too?
I pay attention to everything. Another reason why I pay attention to everything, like I was raised by a blind mother. My mother's legally blind. And so like, I always had to like look out for her, you know what I mean? And it made me observe things from a different perspective as a young man up until adulthood.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I never thought about that because you have to make sure this the path is clear and everything remains the same.
Exactly, exactly. So both you and her, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty interesting you would say that. So do you find that having to take care of your mother because she was blind, and you being an artist, you think that kind of helped you tap into some OCD-ness, where you like things one way or you're regimented in such a
I'm real easy going.
Yeah,
I'm real easy going. Although I like order, I'm a real easy going cat. I wouldn't say I have like an OCD or anything like that.
Okay, the only reason I ask that is because some artists, you know, you have to be able to focus on what you're doing. And I don't like getting distracted. If I'm gonna...
Now, I wouldn't say I enjoy that. I don't think anybody likes to get distracted when they're doing their business. But
yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty good at making that time. And everybody knows when I'm doing that, my creative, to just add to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So let me ask a question. How do you come up with your concepts?
Most of my concepts have come from like series, from my storyline. So I'll just tell you like this, all of my exhibits are tied together. Like from my first ones, which was like The Magic Within. And I'll explain, those were like digital pictures of original work that I placed inside of a digital image and made prints. And the Magic Within series was a series that was to showcase and to tell everybody to channel the magic that we all have from within. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like the love story where I told you my fiance likes the art that I was doing. And it was like you finding the magic again within yourself. You know what I mean? And the next one, one of my series was called Heavy is the Head. I had this tattooed on me. My father died in 1989, and I feel like I became the king of my family, of my home. You know what I mean? And I had a lot of like manly responsibilities at a young age. So, like, Heavy as the Head was a series that I showcased a lot of the first kings that I started to paint, and that's when you started seeing that. You know?
Yeah, you said something that's pretty interesting to me. I didn't know like art would have series.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty ingenious.
I have several of them. I have like five or six, and they all tie in together all the way up into like one of my latest ones was From the Chaos Emerges the Crown, and I introduced that series with Rich Angel, which is a series of angels that I created that guided me through the chaos of my life, that the angels that God sent to me, and I was able to paint pictures of them and portray them on canvas, you know?
So you get this image in your head.
Yeah.
Does it come like you sitting watching the TV and you just float off into your own little world, exactly, and you get this yeah, image?
I have a sketchbook too. I have several sketchbooks. So when something hits me, sometimes I will sketch it out, and sometimes I will have my canvas out in the garage and I have all of my stuff laid out, and I just be open to like my creativity. And when everything hits me, I just go out and I put my canvas down and I just go for it, you know?
Wow. So do you have, you ever dream about images that you get up and paint?
I wouldn't say necessarily the image that I paint, but like the series itself, I've had visions and dreams of those things. Like my heavy is the head, some of the kings that I first painted, I talked about lecture that I did, for Howard University, which was tied into three kings that I had that had a story of the journey from Africa to the Caribbean and our transition from slavery into Black excellence and everything that came in between that, and me capturing pieces from our ancestral history to present day, which is the Black excellence that you see us being prominent and becoming elite and shaking those shackles, per se.
Wow. It sounds like what you experienced for doing art, I experienced the same thing for doing music. Like I'll be driving down the highway and something will hit me and I pull out my voice recorder.
Right.
And hum it into my voice recorder, and when I get home, I just start laying tracks.
Right.
Wow.
So I guess I didn't start it off right. I didn't put in here that I do music too, and I play like 3 or 4 different instruments.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I had a record deal with Capitol Records in 2005. I've been on BET, Rhapsody, MTV. I've been in the Source magazine, all these type of things.
So man, so you're not just an artist, you're an artiste.
Right.
You right. Well, first, so you did rap?
I did rap and hip hop, yes sir.
You know what? I mean, no wonder you're the artist that you are, because I find rappers to be fascinating.
For sure. I would say that's true. And they definitely important vessels to the culture and to the rest of the world, because it's a lens that's necessary to see what's going on in the world with our youth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can barely remember where I am most of the time, but memorizing a whole rap song, like when
yeah,
I,
for sure.
If I'm at church and I gotta sing a song. Right. If I hadn't sang this song for years, I got a lyric sheet in front of me, man.
Oh, for sure. Artists, even when it's your own music, you have to like practice it and stuff, because some of the stuff you're coming up with is so quick and stuff like that you don't really have a chance to even know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff, man. I didn't know you did music on that level. How long were you in the music side of the artistry?
Well, I started probably rapping in probably like 1998 or 99. And then I got signed to an independent label in 2003. And in 2005, or probably 2004, we got a record deal with Capitol. And in 2005, the album actually dropped.
Man, so you doing any rapping anymore?
Somewhat. More so like R&B and things that go in tune with my art right now.
Oh, okay, man. That's fascinating to me. So you can write a rap song that's tied into your artwork, and while people are viewing your artwork, you got your own individual personal rap music playing in the background.
For sure.
Wow, that is wild.
For sure.
That is wild. So, what do you consider, if somebody wanted to learn how to paint, can you teach somebody how to paint?
They already know how to paint.
Really? Now, why you say that?
That's the first step. You could The only thing that stops people from being able to be great is the tools. Like, so people stop themselves from being great. If you want to be a painter, go get a paintbrush and some paint and a canvas. Like, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. It's really simple. People make it more difficult than it really is. Now, well, I won't say that you're going to be a good painter, but you can start off and then, you know, you can get better.
So, I mean, so when I was younger, I used to, I could look at an image and I can translate that image on paper. As I got older, I couldn't do that. I kind of lost my edge on that. So, like, I can paint flowers, you know, or I can do, so all I got to do is go buy a kit.
That's it. It's not even necessarily a kit. It's just, you can put it together yourself. Go get the kind of brushes you want, the kind of paint you want to use, and this and that, and just go for it, man.
You know, look, you inspire me, man. I may, next time you see me, man, I may have one of them little bayonet hats on.
Yeah, for sure. but look, definitely, I want to encourage everybody out there to stay creative. Like, if you have something that you had when you were little, I get this a lot with people, and they're like, hey, man, I used to paint, I used to draw, I used to do this and that. I say, man, continue to do it. That's a gift God gave you. He wants you to use that. That's what we got him for, you know what I mean?
So, do you believe that what you we kind of touched on it a little bit, but I wanted to be more definitive about this. Do you feel like what you paint is in line with your spiritual being?
For sure. Like I said, from the chaos emerges the crown, and Rich Angel both coincide, because I know God sent angels to protect me through the chaos that I got myself into. You know what I mean? So, and the kings that I paint, you know, the Black Excellence, the Conquering Your Fears, it all goes in what the Bible teaches us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For sure.
Man, that's awesome. So tell me about the New Movement Gallery.
The New Movement Gallery is a gallery started by me, Mark Owens, to bring awareness to mental health. The funny story about this is the New Movement was the name of my late father's band in the 70s.
Really?
So to keep his legacy alive, I named my gallery after him, the New Movement Gallery.
So, tell me more about that. I mean, so I know you named it after your father, but what is it actually mean, the New Movement Gallery?
Okay, the New Movement is protecting your mental health. It's bringing awareness to mental health. It's being the best version of you. It's being a movement within yourself to be great. You know, the new year always brings about that new movement, right?
Right.
Well, I want to encourage people to do this on a daily, and don't wait to the new year. You know what I mean?
Right. No, so, I mean, I get that concept. So, like, I tell my wife all the time, because I get her gifts randomly all year long.
Right. Same here.
You shouldn't just wait till Christmas or your birthday
exactly.
to receive a gift. Just like you shouldn't wait to the new year to start processes to make you better.
For sure.
It should be a daily thing. We should be trying to get better daily. We should be trying to grow daily.
For sure.
So what are some, have you had any pitfalls concerning your art? Like, you ever get discouraged or anything?
Of course. I think we all do. And I think it's a normal thing that we should all just realize is going to come. You know, we're going to have our down days and, you know, it's important to recognize those and deal with them just like you do the up days. And it's necessary, just like the rain. You know what I mean? So nobody really likes the rain, but it's necessary for the seeds to grow. So I take the pitfalls with the good ones, you know, because it's necessary. It's a part of the lesson, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, everybody gets in a funk You know what I'm saying? It just depends on your outlook while you're in that funk.
Right.
I think positive people don't really look as a, you know, a funk as a backsetting thing.
Right.
You know, like I got my car stuck today. Those of y'all don't know, it's the time of year. It's been snowing in Ohio. We got an obscene amount of snow. And my car got stuck. Well, I was like, oh, well, car just stuck.
Yeah, it's not much you can do.
Ain't much you can do. Like, why am I going to get upset about something that I really have no control over?
And that's where it ends, right there.
Yeah, so I have control over myself. And the positive energy that I can put towards the situation is going to be better for me and more beneficial than the negative energy I can put towards something that I can't change.
For sure.
You know, and I think that's helped me out of, you know, a tremendous amount of issues that I was facing. It's like, oh, well, there's always tomorrow.
Yep.
Exactly. Always tomorrow. So I was reading your mission. Well, let me do this right quick. So let me put this up here. Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
So the New Movement Gallery, these are some of the paintings that you've done.
Yes, sir.
So let's look on the, is that the one?
The second and the fourth one are from the Magic Within series that I was talking about a little earlier. And the first, second, and the last one are all a part of the Heavy is the Head series. That was like my first show, my first showing that I did of my original works.
Yeah.
Was that Heavy is the Head series?
So I noticed this crown over here.
The first one?
Yeah, next to the queen with the afro.
Yes, sir.
So I've seen a crown like this down by Children's Hospital in UC.
Really?
Yeah. It's, and I when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, man, maybe you did this as a black guy with a crown on his head. I think it's a photo. I don't know if it's a painting, but I know it's a photo. But what inspired you to do this?
This one right here is called, it's titled The King's Tribute. So this one, let me see, I got a flyer right here. So in this particular piece, if you look like real closely, you will see like different kings with crowns on and like a window body with a king. You know how they say the what's that one saying? A window to the soul. You can see the soul through. I forget how that saying goes. But anyway, that's what I was portraying in that particular being on that piece. But this was a king's tribute, a tribute to all of the kings that I had painted on the Heavy is the Head tribute right there.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's some neat stuff. Now, tell me about the young lady that you painted.
The Afro lady?
Yeah.
I call her the Afro lady. That was like one of my first pieces from the Magic Within series. And the funny story behind the Afro lady is that I took a picture of my palette, like my workspace, actually like my palette where like the splatter of my paint was, right?
Yeah.
And I used that picture that I took of my workspace. I put an edit on it. And I put that inside of this digital outline, per se. And I made my original piece inside of that image. You know, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the detail on that is, like, incredible.
Thank you. And it's all just natural from paint falling and me spray painting and these type of things like that, you know? And I like this because it kind of reminds me of the universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a wholeness about it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. So what about the third image there?
The third image here is titled The King of the Jungle.
Ah. And
you can see the orange and the black in there. You know what I mean? And that's like, I threw one in that was like a representation of the Bengals right there with the stripes on the tuxedo and the bow tie.
Man, and so is that an elephant?
Yes.
Well, what does that represent?
Well, the elephants, I grew up around a lot of elephants. My mother is a Delta, right?
Okay.
So we have elephants all over my house, like the elephant behind me, right? Where is that? Right here? Right here. Where is it? Right here. And I got some elephants over here, too. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
They all over the place. See that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what do the colors represent in this piece?
Well, I follow a particular color scheme of my favorite colors. Gold, I like turquoise, red. Green is the color for mental health awareness. So if when you see me using green, that's what that's for. And I kind of stick to a particular color scheme so you can identify that as being me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I gotta tell you, man, this last one, it kind of makes you look twice, man.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna say crazy, but it's definitely spooky looking.
Yeah, it's crazy because he was like a freestyle, so I didn't sketch him, and this particular piece came from some pieces that I was doing. Experimenting with, experimenting with watercolors and oil. So I was putting hot water and coconut oil and paint in a water bottle, and I was doing a controlled pour on canvas, right?
Yeah.
So I would let the water and the oil go all over the canvas. I was controlling the flow of it, and then I would let it dry, and then it would create like a marble kind of look, right?
Wow.
Which is what the body is made of that last one. So that was like the background that I laid first. And then I sprayed the gold spray paint after I did the outline in spray paint and put the bow tie, but the background was that I laid with the oil and the acrylic and all of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know, you can't see this right now on the audio, but if you go to my YouTube channel, you can see this exactly what we're talking about. So what, the dude's eyes, like, why is his eyes so big?
Well, I like to... a lot of my eyes are interesting because, like I say, I like to bring attention to the eyes because I was raised by a blind mother. And that's where it really comes from. So I make all of the eyes kind of very interesting. If you look at all of my pieces, they all have crazy eyes. And some of them don't have eyes at all.
So, man, you just mix it up different stuff and pour it on canvas. You had a Richard Pryor moment, man. without the explosion.
Right. But this is crazy because I call this series The Explosion, because when the hot water and the oil would meet and I would spray paint the water, it just did this like explosion. And it's kind of like it painted itself. If you understand what I'm saying, like, because the water would just go and it like painted itself, you know?
Wow. Wow. And so the address right there, the 1185 Kemper Meadows Drive.
Right.
Is that where your studio is?
No, that's Park Place Restaurant. That is where my good buddy Rick Bedford allowed me to showcase my work for the long haul. Like, he let me like become a part of the restaurant. Our pieces are up there for sale. When you go there, all you have to do is contact us. It's some flyers attached to a couple of pieces. You call the number on there, and I come up there and meet people all the time, and I sell pieces. But that's one place that I have a lot of my work right there.
Man, that's pretty awesome, though.
Thank you.
To have somebody to, you know, let you showcase your stuff, man.
Oh, and it's a good spot, too. Every Friday night is, like, live music, so it's a nice, cool spot. You know what I mean?
Now, Hey, y'all write this address down. Park Place. What kind of food they sell?
No pork.
Well, hey, I don't eat pork, beef, or chicken.
Well, I know they got something for you.
Hey, as long as they got some
fish, they do have fish.
Oh, now there we go. Yeah, as long as we got some fish, I'm good.
For sure.
So those pieces, I want to touch back on the Neo versus the Abstract.
Okay.
Which one of those pieces, let me put that back up. Which one of those pieces would you consider Neo?
The first and the last and the third.
Okay. So why is that considered?
I would also say that they can also be classified as both, each one, because they vary in description, right?
Uh-huh.
So a little bit more open description would imply for the first piece because it's so much going on, right?
Okay.
And like a simple abstract would just be the Afro Lady and the Elephant.
Okay.
Because those don't have as much of a depth of a story with them, in my opinion.
Okay. And so the one on the left would be a Neo.
For sure.
And the Lady and the Elephant would be more of an Abstract.
For sure. But like I say, they all could fit the same.
Yeah. I think it's all beautiful work, man.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't just, you know, I've never really just walked around and just looked at paintings. I know people go to the art gallery. I go to the museum and look at the different, you know, forms of art there. But it's, man, it's great stuff. So
thank you. I appreciate you.
I want to talk about what type of community engagements is the new movement gallery involved in?
Right now we're working on a nonprofit. The name of my nonprofit is the Renaissance Group. And we just want to stick with my mission and do it on a larger scale, on a global scale, creating resources for our community so people can maintain a healthy lifestyle that suffer from mental illness. We also work with, right now we're working with the YWCA with a program with survivors of domestic violence right now. And looking forward to do more work as time allows.
So do you think that people who suffer from mental illness can use painting and artwork as a form of a coping mechanism?
For sure. I'm an example. This is my testimony. Like the things that I share with the public are things that I've experienced, and I'm using art as a coping mechanism as well. And it's allowing me to become freer. And, you know, a lot of times people aren't able to express themselves and they don't know why they're going through what they're going through. And I think a lot of times when you identify with like what makes you happy and you're allowed to express what makes you happy, you get the best results. And in my case, it just happens to be being creative and I'm able to capitalize off of that.
Yeah. So if somebody's experiencing, say, depression, get a paintbrush.
That's a part of it, you know. Also, on your mental health journey, I would also encourage those to become closer to God, to take the medicine serious, to protect your peace once you find it, to get yourself out of environments that aren't conducive to being a good person. I mean, you know, it's a lot of things that have to happen also for you to become better on this journey, not just using the art. It's going to be a combination of things that help you to be able to cope with it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people that are going through something, whether it's emotionalistical or psychologically, should segregate themselves from bad environments. I think that we become products of the people and the environment that we hang around. I mean,
for sure. Contrary to popular belief, but it's like this: when you go to the bar, most of the people there are going through something, and they come to drink the pain away. So yeah, you're not putting yourself in the best position to heal if you're going to places like this. So you're not, your results aren't going to change. And that's where it becomes insanity, because you keep putting yourself in the same position and you're expecting different results, you know?
So do you think that, you know, you brought up that you've dealt with some mental issues yourself. You're getting closer to God, helping you resolve some of those mental issues, help you be a better painter or better artist?
For sure. For sure.
So, you know, you've already given so many encouraging, you know, advices to people. But tell them, just if you wanted to encourage somebody that's going through right now, speak a word into their life and tell them, you know, what can they do to alleviate themselves? We said that they need to change the places and the people that they hang around. But from your perspective, tell them how you were able to overcome what you were going through.
I prayed to God. I got on my hands and knees and I prayed to God during one of my most darkest hours, and I felt his hand on my head. I can't speak for anybody else's experience, but I'm a testimony, so I can only tell you what I've been through.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if somebody doesn't know God right now that's listening, you could get to know him tonight by saying a prayer and inviting him into your heart. All you got to do is close your eyes and say that you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and he rose on the third day, and that he is your Lord and Savior. He's going to come into your heart and he's going to save you.
Yeah.
After that, all you got to do is get in that word. He ain't going to never leave you or forsake you, and it's all real. This is no magic. It ain't no funny skit or nothing like that. This is all reality. This is what you got to do if you want to get these type of results. People always they see me and my fiance, they're like, man, y'all got so much going on. God just keep on blessing y'all and this and that. That's all we doing is aligning up with what it say in there. We getting married May 5th this year.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. You just have to do what it say do. You can't just be out there doing what you want to do and expect your life to go a certain way. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just reality. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good word, man. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
That's a real thing. That's a real thing. And it's so powerful. I don't think that get enough, like, recognition. Like, that prayer right there saved somebody's life tonight. I already know it because God is real. Like, he got me here telling you this for a reason. I'm just a vessel, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, for real.
Yeah. Hey, we're all supposed to be willing vessels for the kingdom. I can tell you right now, man. I've just been staring at the images from your artwork, you know. And I'm gonna visit this Parks place.
For sure. Let me know. I'll meet you there.
Yeah, I just want to check this out, man. I want to see it up and close and personal. You know, my nephew, I just bought a painting, from my nephew that lives in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I think he's like 12, 11 or 12. But he is phenomenal artist. Like some of the stuff that he does, and he also plays piano.
For sure.
So I'm like, man, how do I tap? I just got to start doing it then. I feel encouraged to just start doing it. Just
stay creative, brother. That's all I can tell you. If it's not painting... let it be another source of creativity that you express. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought up the stay creative, because that was on your mission statement.
For sure.
And I thought that was so powerful, because some of us get so complacent with the everyday things that go on, you know? And so do you have to like make time? Do you segregate time to just be creative?
every day, all day is a creative space for me because I allow myself to be open to it. It's never a time where I close out not thinking about another form of expression or how I can make it look, how I can make my thoughts look on the canvas. Cause like my mind is just always racing, and like the pieces that you see on my Facebook or my Instagram or my TikTok, these things were in my mind as I sat and watched television or as I was on an airplane or as I was out of the country in Jamaica and came home. Like when I'm looking off into the sunset, like these are the thoughts that's in my mind. Like when I get home, I'm gonna put this down on canvas. You know what I mean?
So if the people wanted to look at your Facebook, I just lost my ink pen.
Okay.
I needed to write this down.
Uh-oh.
If people want to find you on Facebook, how can they do that?
Well, my Facebook is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, space, H-A-Z-E. That's my Facebook.
All right. And what about your TikTok?
My TikTok is Hayes7755.
Okay. And your Instagram?
My Instagram is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, underscore Hayes, H-A-Z-E.
And I got your email address, and I'll put that back up. It's scrolling down at the bottom of the screen. If you want to contact Mr. Owens and find out more about his artwork, his email address is 1473hazar@gmail.com. Look him up. I guarantee you, you won't be sorry. I guarantee you.
And also,
you won't
I want to shout out my fiance's bakery right now.
Oh, wait. She baking?
Yes, sir. Bazaar's Bakery.
Is that right?
Bazaar's Bakery.
Yeah. Whenever we get off the horn, what's the address of that?
It's virtual right now. So we do have a menu. That was the menu. I can send you the menu. But the number to place your order is 513-220-8097. Here in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we do deliver.
Hey, man, I need to look at that venue, man. I didn't look at that menu. Oh, yeah, man, that's such great work with the menu.
Oh, thank you. She put this together herself.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got two artists. Because baking is an art form.
Exactly. And she's been in the food industry for years. She used to work at the Cheesecake Factory as a manager, and she was the GM at Charlie's Cheesecake Factory. I mean, Charlie's Cheesesteaks over there on Coleraine for a minute.
Yeah. Hey, man. Well, I appreciate you for hanging out with an old guy. You know what I'm saying?
Man, no problem, man. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. Don't. I have one more announcement.
Yes, sir.
So May 2nd through May 24th at the Westheimer Gallery at the Sharonville Cultural Arts Center will be my solo show. I want to invite everybody out. Mark your calendars right now. May 2nd will be the grand opening, and it'll be an ongoing series through the 24th of May. I'm really excited about this. I want to invite everybody to come out. I got some really neat things I've been working on, some frames that I custom made. Painted myself. I did some diving at some thrift stores for my frames. So I got some real vintage frames that I dug up for people and everything and put some prints in. And so I'm really excited about the show. Hopefully you can come out. Like I say, mark your calendars May 2nd through the 24th. It'll be an ongoing exhibition, the New Movement Gallery at the Westheimer Gallery, Sharonville Cultural Arts Center.
Wow. Man, I need to mark my calendar.
I didn't get to tell you about this either. We did New York Fashion Week for Basil Hayden.
Really?
Yeah, Basil Hayden is a bourbon company out of Kentucky, but they commissioned two of my pieces in Emerge Fashion. So Basil Hayden and Emerge Fashion. If you go on my page, you'll be able to see all of this. I did some interviews with some people, but this was during New York Fashion Week, and I will have a print of one of the pieces that sold to Basil Hayden. I will have one of those available at my show, so I'm excited about that.
Man, so you're moving around.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, it's painters paint. Writers write. You know what I'm saying? That's Bakers right. bake. You know.
Let's do it.
Let's keep moving. Keep creating.
Stay creative.
Man, I get it now, man.
Everybody. I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very helpful. It's a helpful tool. Like I said in the beginning, with the right tools, you can build anything.
Yes, sir. Hey, we see examples of that on a daily basis. Because the Wright brothers built a plane.
You see what that's doing.
Man, I'm sure them folks told them, man, ain't no way this thing's going to fly.
Yeah, they just had the right tools and they tried it, you know?
Yeah, you got to try. If you never try to be an artist, if you never try to paint, you know, who knows?
You're an artist.
I mean, exactly. you could be the next Picasso.
Yeah, I tell people every day, make the song, paint the painting. You know what I mean?
Man.
Don't talk about it. Don't care what other people think. We got to get out of our own minds and out of our own bodies. You know what I mean? And just be free, you know?
Just be free.
The best version of yourself is free.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, you don't have that. You don't have that statement copywritten, do you?
Which one?
The one you just made.
We doing it all right now.
Okay, because I'm gonna have to use that one.
Let's do it. It just happened now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, man, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. Whenever we exit, don't hang up. Don't okay. get off the line because I want to talk to you a little bit more, ladies and gentlemen. The artiste. The rapper, the painter, the abstract and neo art man. Don't forget to check out his Facebook, his social media pages, and we want to support artist Mark Owens and his fiance with her bakery, and we're gonna make this happen. This is your boy Jay Will, your host of the Jay Will podcast. Also, don't forget to tune in to the Jay Will Gospel Radio. Live 365. You can find it on your web browser, or you can download the Live 365 app, and you can search for Jay Will Gospel Radio and listen to 24/7 gospel music, gospel rap on Friday nights. For all your music submissions, send it to leewill@gmail.com. All right. May the Lord God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord God give you peace.